Keith, an opening day defeat. It's not what anybody connected with Habeas Wish would have wanted, especially after an encouraging pre-season after the rebuild. But a lot to think about for you as manager after that 90 minutes and second half. I mean, you had two or three chances where perhaps chances should have been bagged and put away, but weren't. So a lot to think about?
Yeah, a lot to think about. I think, you know, that's the worst we've played since I've been here. You know, but we've still created, as you said, a number of good chances. You know, we've lost 3-1. They've scored right at the death. But we've gone in 2-1 down at half time. Played really, really bad, especially first 30 minutes. We just didn't get in the game. Conceded. Got lucky with our equaliser. You know, the keeper's more or less thrown one in, and he continued that trend first half. Somehow we just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. You know, should have scored right on half time. We didn't. They went down the other end, scored. Second half, I thought, you know, they set up to hit us on the break, and they did it fairly well, to be honest. Danny's kept us in it a couple of times with some saves, and then second half, you know, their goalkeeper must have changed his gloves because he caught everything, and you know, one particular save that he's tipped over from Tommy Allstock, you know, was an excellent save. And you just think maybe it ain't going to be your day. Disappointing. I'm disappointed. The lads disappointed. It's just, you know, it's not the way I wanted to start, that's for sure.
Did the errors that their keeper made in the first half influence your half-time team talk? Did you want the players to try and take advantage and pressure the keeper more when they got the ball into the box?
Yeah, obviously we asked to set up to get the ball in the box and test them. Half-time, I was just more disappointed with the way we played first half hour. We especially, you know, we looked nervous to begin with. You know, we looked a little bit nervous, and it took like a couple of tackles, a couple of like 60-40s against us for us to win, and then all of a sudden we, you know, especially the last 15 minutes we were on top, and the goal right on half time's killed us. And I think if we go in level at half time we probably go on to win the game, but you know, I can't say that now because we've lost 3-1, and it's a disappointing start, but it's a chance now. I'll get a reaction from them hopefully for Tuesday. And we, you know, there's 45 league games to go. A lot of points to play for. I told the lads at the end, I played for East Thurrock the year we won the league at East Thurrock many years ago. We were 5-0 down in our first game at half time away to Lewis, and we won the league. So, you know, there's a long way to go. They're disappointed, rightly so. We've got to use that today.
Do you think that could go in your favour or be a thorn in your side that the next game is coming round so quickly? It's two home games now.
Yeah, you want to play. We want to get that out of the system. That, yeah, it's important. Obviously, we lose a couple of players for Tuesday for holidays and stuff. A chance for other people to come in. We get one back maybe. You want the games. The games are coming thick and fast now, which, you know, it's important that, you know, we get a reaction Tuesday. Redbridge lost here today, so they'll be looking for a reaction as well. We need to push on and get a result Tuesday, and then, you know, look for Saturday against Chatham. But I can only concentrate on Redbridge, and you know, first home game. I don't want this feeling that I've got now on Tuesday night when I talk to you. That's for sure.
How much of a big miss was Tomlinson this afternoon?
I think we missed him massively, to be fair, because he breaks things up in the middle of the park, and first half hour we didn't have that, and his experience. You know, going forward, I thought we looked good going forward. Defensively, got to be honest, we weren't too clever, which surprises me because we've done all right defensively. We haven't looked watertight. Don't get me wrong, but we haven't looked as open as we had today. Maybe that was, you know, give them credit for that. But you know, we'll try and sort that out for Tuesday, and you know, we'll face a different prospect Tuesday, Redbridge. I would imagine they'll be a bit more direct than Sion were today, and you know, we just got to get a reaction Tuesday, and you know, get them first 3 points, get that off our back. You know, I wanted to win today, first game as manager. I'm disappointed for the players, you know, for everyone associated at the club, and you know, and myself. You know, it ruins my weekend, and I'm off to Yarmouth tonight, so that should be, no, that'll be fine. The kids will hopefully cheer me up when I see them later on.
What positives can you take from today, and what positives will you want your players to take from today when they look at the whole game as a whole and not just the result and not just 0 points from an afternoon?
The positives are, you know, like I've said, we've got another 45 league games to go. But from on the pitch, you know, we've played poorly. You know, we haven't played well. We haven't reached the levels we've reached in pre-season, but we've still created 6 or 7 excellent chances. You know, it could have, you know, as did they, it could have probably ended up 5-5 today. It was one of them games, both sides, you know, open game. So that's pleasing that we've created so many chances. There's obviously negatives as well, but we'll sort them out and we'll get that right, hopefully in time for Tuesday.
It's on the carpet for the next two games, isn't it? The Squarely Road carpet. You obviously want to put on a performance for the home crowd, because it doesn't matter where you go, unless it's Maldon, as far as Habers is concerned. When they're away from home, they're obviously going to have less fans watching them. So it's important to turn something on for the home supporters that will come with expectation as well as perhaps a few nerves because of all the changes over the next couple of games, the fans coming through the gates?
Yeah, we're still work in progress. You know, it's, you know, like Neil Richmond's started today. He only see the lads on Thursday, so it'll take time for him to settle in and things like that. Yeah, listen, I want us to obviously play attractive attacking football, but you know, being honest right now, I'll take a scruffy 1-0 win Tuesday just to get us off the mark, off and running. Don't get me wrong, if we turn it on and win 5-0, happy days. But, you know, yeah, I want the supporters on side, and it is, you know, I've said to you before, you know, bear with us, it is still very much work in progress. We will get it right, I will get it right, I'm confident in that. And, you know, maybe the team will change as we evolve. I think we've got a good squad to be competitive, and hopefully Tuesday we can turn it on and we can get the 3 points. You know, I just hope that they're with us, they get behind us on Tuesday, support the lads on. You know, the few that made the journey today, appreciate them coming along. And just ask that the supporters get behind us Tuesday, and we'll go from there, all rowing in the same direction.
Okay, thanks very much, Keith.
Cheers, Dave.